people go to the store for flour, you say, I want to buy 2
sacks of flour.
Okay.
Now it's 2 packages, or you buy it by the pound, 5 pounds package, or 10 pounds, or 25 pound sack, you can buy it.
And if in the old days, if it couldn't be packaged, what would they call it? A lady might come in and say, I want 2
sacks of flour.
Well, suppose it wouldn't be packaged, just, how would you call it?
A barrel of flour? No.
Yes,
by the barrel.
Okay, now, you'd say that the flour then was being sold, not packaged, but...
Sacked.
All right, and how about lard? It wasn't put up in cans. They'd be selling lard.
Buckets.
Buckets, all right, you ever say that?
Cartons now.
Yes, now if lard is not packaged, I mean, the grocery just has to use a scoop and put it on the scales. He's selling lard in the what?
By the scoop.
All right, you ever say bulk? You ever say bulk?
Bulk. Yeah.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, just so much. You don't... They weigh it, though, and see how many pounds.
Uh-huh.
But it's in the bulk. You don't have to take a 10-pound bucket or lard can.
Whatever you order.
Uh-huh.
And making white bread, you have to have a cake of
yeast.
And the yellow part of an egg is the inside part of an egg.
Well, that makes it richer, but you don't have to have it.
Yes, what do you call that?
The yolk. Yolk.
Yes. And the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
Okay, and would you describe...
More fat.
The inside?
Yolk, yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe various ways of preparing them?
Well, you can poach them,
okay.
Fry, sunny side up or over, and you can boil them, soft boil, and hard boil.
What would you call those different things? Soft boiled?
Egg.
All right, if you had more than one?
Eggs.
Okay.
And then you can make, I've heard of make pickled eggs, and then you can have eggs that are, what do you call them when you take the halves and put the yolk back in them?
Deviled?
Huh?
I would say deviled.
Deviled eggs, that's right.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
You can have deviled eggs.
Vinegar.
There's many ways to fix them.
Mm-hmm. And how about pork? Would you describe various kinds of pork? Say your stepfather was a butcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe various ways that he prepared pork?
In each hog you'd have 2 hams and 2 shoulders. The hams would be the back part of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have middling in between. It was the fat. It would have streaks in it. But a lot of that you would get fat.
What
the grease.
Yes, what I'm interested in now is when you ate that those certain sections, what would you call that?
Well,
that very fat.
Bacon.
Uh-huh.
And the other was the back parts, legs, and would be hams, and the other would be shoulder or pork shoulder, and the backbones, we'd use those.